This is an executive summary of how to choose a qualified intermediary, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The qualified intermediary industry is lightly regulated at the federal level, which means the burden of choosing a safe one falls squarely on you. Since the CHI holds your entire sale proceeds, sometimes for the full 180 days, this is one of the most consequential decisions in your exchange, and it should be made on security first and price a distance second. This guide walks through every factor that matters: how funds are held and controlled, the protections to insist on, the experience and financial strength to look for, the fees to understand, the red flags that should make you walk away, and the specific questions that separate a trustworthy CHI from a risky one. The qualified intermediary sits at the center of your exchange and, for a period of weeks or months, holds the entire proceeds of your sale. If those funds are mishandled, lost, or tied up in a CHI's financial failure, you can lose both your exchange and your money, a double catastrophe that no amount of careful identification or replacement property diligence can undo, as the question of what happens to your funds when a 1031 exchange fails makes painfully clear. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.